So music is our first effort. And if you analyze the whole constitution of life, life is started through sounds, whether that be the sound of a newborn baby, or whether it be the sound of people throughout their lives expressing those things that only that person can, in his respect that other people might understand him better. So music is one of dance. And of course, understanding human development. Again, the very next response, human response to sound. You know, even if it's an old stupid machine clanging, all of a sudden in its clanging in rhythm, you're going like this, or you're stomping your feet in the rhythm of a machine. It seems to be a likely result of hearing. What you hear, you respond to with your body. And of course, traditionally among Indian people, the dance has been a traditional means of allowing, you know, what the kindergarten teachers say, it's big muscle exercise. They never knew because they thought this was big muscle exercise. And then the thing that we're trying to do today covers every facet of verbal expression within the disciplines of white educational exercises, and that's called talk. And we wanted to bring this common denominator because, you know, a lot of people are scared when they say public speaking or speaking, even speaking. You know, speech classes used to really bug me, and yet that's what I do, I think. Of all the little exercises I do that best. But it scared me when it was packaged in something called speech, because there was certain kind of analytic, you know, bug kind of exercises that I didn't like. But everybody can talk. Babies can talk in their kinds of language. And yet this seems to free people to be what they are. Human beings who need one another in a very real, in a very constant sense.